Before we raise your hand. Awesome. How many of you refuse to use AI? Raise your hand. Rebel. Okay. So, how many of you have, and I just want to see the extent. How many of you use Cloud Code? Raise your hand. Nice. Cloud Bot or Vault Bot? Raise your hand. Manus? Raise your hand. Interesting. All right. So, how to build an AI-powered agency. I'm Chris, and last year, I'm very grateful for having the opportunity to speak at this event last year. And I was actually at the peak of my career. I've been in the digital marketing business for 10 years, and my agency, I was ready to exit. I was talking to like 4 or 5 investors. The valuation was around $400K to $1 million. That's a lot of money for Filipino, right? You can buy 2 cheeseburgers for that. So I have a team of 30 plus people. I have clients that even pay us like 30 to 40K per month. And I've trained 1,500 plus people and made maybe 1,000 funnels in the span of 10 years. So that's pretty cool. Thing is, though, almost a year later, I almost lost all of that in the span of a year. And what's funny is that how many of you here found yourselves before self-sabotaging, right? Raise your hand if you've self-sabotaged before, yeah. Right, so that's kind of what happened to me. So I was ready to exit, and I said, you know what, maybe I should scale it internally first. You know, so I hired a CEO, ran the company to the ground. For the first time in my life, I had a breakdown. That breakdown was on Christmas Eve. What a gift, you know? Something to experience at that time. And I focused, and here's the thing, that while I was having that breakdown, I promised a certain client that I was gonna go all in on their business. So the problem there is that by promising that I was gonna go all in on their business, I did not know that things were gonna go bad in my own business. So now I had to make a choice. Do I build for myself? Do I build for other people? And all of that accumulated just this year, January 23rd, I'm 29 years old, I almost had a heart attack. And this happened in one of the most beautiful places in the Philippines. It's called Siargao. How many of you have been there, Israel? Yeah, right? Send us a message if you're visiting because we can serve together. Now, and because of that event, I was really forced to think about what's really important in my life. And it's my hope that you guys actually not just learn AI, but also really consider yours as well. Okay? So how many of you here have bet on someone else's greatness before? Raise your hand. And what I mean by this is this. It's easier to build for other people than it is to build for yourself. Right? So, and sometimes you can do everything right. How many of you here have team members? Raise your hand. Team members? How many of you feel like you treat your team members well? And how many of you have been left behind by someone you treated well before? Raise your hand, even though you did your best. Right? You can do everything right. And it's not just your team. It could also be the people that you're working with. You know, you're attracting the people, the wrong people, even though you think they can afford you, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. And this especially happens if you don't bank on your own success. So now the question is, then, like when all of this is happening, I had to rethink, okay, how then do we launch something fast and live freely when you have to start over? Now, how can you run a business that does not demand sacrifices? Sure, you need to work. Sure, you need to take that first step. Sure, you need to be courageous. But maybe you don't have to sacrifice relationships. Maybe you don't have to sacrifice your health, which is exactly what I did in the span of 10 years. How many of you here work in the US, raise your hand, or live in the US? So at a minimum, the Philippines is like, we live in the future. So if it's Monday, your time is already Tuesday by the time you start working. And I've been doing that for 10 years, right? So yeah, that's the question. And the next question is like, okay, so I've been building an agency and I'm talking about building an AI-powered agency, but what is an agency exactly? How many of you here are freelancers? Raise your hand, freelancers. How many of you are freelancers who want to hire more people and leverage basically, from others. Yeah, hire Leah. Right? She's the best at that. Right? And then, if you read the email, it talks about the entrepreneurial seizure, which is people hire and then suddenly end up doing things themselves anyway, and then it becomes a cycle where they start hating their business. Right? So, the model is usually, an agency model is usually, you did a very good job by yourself working for or helping other people, and then you want to bring in your team so you can scale. So you bring the client, your team delivers, and you connect both. Right? That's usually the agency model. And a lot of the things that we have worked on or that is being talked about is SaaS. How many of you here have heard of software as a service? Right? And how many of you here have heard of Go High Level? Raise your hand. Right? ClickFunnels. Russell Brunson people. Right? A lot of people are promoting, especially if you're using Go High Level, you need to start your own Go High Level agency. You know, or you need to start your own SaaS, right? But software as a service, usually it's not an agency, right? It's you're using a tool to sell a product. So what is an AI-powered agency? So here's a question that I want people to think about. Is it AI considered AI-powered if you're using ChatGPT? Is it AI-powered if you use Gamma to make proposals? How many of you heard of Gamma before? Nice, right? Is it AI if you feel, you know, but basically for me, it's an AI-powered agency. The tool does not matter. What matters is, do you use AI to amplify your strengths? Do you use AI to fill in your weakness? That could be an AI-powered agency. So, and then the next question is it an agency if you can run a company without employees or contractors? Because for me, that's a dream. I am so fed up with working with team members and actually just interacting with people in general. That's why you don't see me in the parties, you know, right? I'm in my introvert hermit mode, and I'm trying to get as much employees as possible. I'm trying to get AI to be my employees as much as possible, okay? But here's the thing, the who still matters, right? How many of you have heard of this? Your who changes the way you're able to scale your business, right? The who still matters. And truthfully, at this stage, right, the who, one great person backed by AI, can beat 30 mediocre ones. And I know for that fact, because I, again, lead a team of 30, I don't even know if they're around 40, but in between 30 to 40 people, right? So, and before, what were their job roles? I had designers, I have people who do paid media. I have people who make marketing automation. I have people who make sales bots, and I'm not even selling. But all of that, all of those JDs, all of those roles, I don't need anymore. Because for some reason, AI, the AI today is able to create, it's able to be semi-agentic and semi-autonomous. And I'll show you guys later how. Okay? And this is basically the method. How many of you guys would want your own AI agents? Raise your hand. How many of you would like your own AI agents that make you money? Yeah. So this is really the framework. And I know because this not all prompts are the same. You would see on Facebook or ads or social media, people selling prompts. People selling skills. But here's the thing, some of those prompts are not tested. Some of those prompts are even like PLR, right? Private label rights. They're not the people who need these, right? These prompts did not make real money and scale businesses. So, and this is the method. So stack, translate, launch. So stacking is basically stacking your skills. And a lot of high ticket skills are really very nuanced soft skills stacked together, and which I find very interesting because the talk on culture today, like I was like, okay, that's a stackable skill right there. You know, someone hiring, I heard someone before asking, okay, how do I make a job? How do I hire if I don't have time to make a job description? You know. Having an HR department, a working department, is a stackable skill. So you basically just put skills A, B, C together, and it becomes one big skill. So here's an example for funnels. Funnels, one of the reasons why a lot of people are paid so high for funnels is because, well, funnels require a lot of skills. There's copywriting, there's paid media, there's social media, there's knowing how to make the automations. But combining all of that, you become a high-ticket funnel expert. Next, a chef, right? Not all chefs are paid the same. What is the difference between a Michelin star chef and a chef that sells, in the Philippines, we call it a carinderia, right? A cafeteria, maybe, right? So it's all these little things done together that they do really well. And then it becomes a high ticket skill, right? And then the final point is the knife, the tool stays the same. Maybe the Michelin star chef like makes his own knife, but ultimately the tool still does the same thing. It creates the outcome of chopping whatever the food is, okay? Next, translate. How do you translate then a skill that you know? Like how many of you here have a hard time, hired somebody and have a hard time imparting what you know? Raise your hand if you've ever had that before, right? So, and luckily for us, there are already people in the world that know exactly how to do that well. So, you just have to translate. So step one, step two, step three, and define that. So here's a technique to do just that. The first technique is babble. Basically, just record yourself saying out loud what you want AI to do or what you want the person you're hiring to do, right? So, and this has worked wonders. How many of you here use Whisperflow? Nice. So Whisperflow, amazing tool. You don't even have to prompt. You just have to turn on that tool and it transcribes your voice to text, and AI allows you to do that. Now, here's the thing. Top that with a prompt engineering skill and you have an amazing AI assistant that can make, you have an amazing hiring assistant that can make AI agents for you, right? You have SOP, and then there's also the video camcorder method. This is credit to Dan Martel. From his book, Buy Back Your Time, and it's very simple. The difference between audio and recording is just that you're recording yourself, but when you do something, you say things out loud. Right? And you can even use Gemini, because Gemini actually understands video. Upload this into Gemini, and it now turns that into a working SOP and workbook. Thanks. Here's also something that I really enjoy with today's AI. 2 years ago or a year ago, the room was blown away when I introduced a couple of AI agents. So one of my favorite agents that I still use today for like a year because the quality is really good, his name is Halibut. It's a fish, right? It's a prompt engineer. And for Halibut to work, he has to generate the prompt after I babble, and then I have to paste that into another project or a custom GPT. And then that other agent does the whole thing. Claude, and especially with Skills 2.0, what's really amazing here is that if you turn your agents into a skill, you can have one chat, and it becomes a multi-agent workflow. Meaning, in one chat, after it's done with task one, you can just tell it, okay, make the avatar. Okay, now that you have the avatar, make the campaign document. Now that you have the campaign document, make the social media plan. Now that you have the social media plan, make the paid media plan. And it's all in one chat, right? No longer do you have to jump between projects because of Claude skills. And here's the cool part. Claude is already pre-trained to turn your skill into a skill. So you can just ask Claude, okay, hey, turn this into a skill. And then Babel, use the camcording method. Next, launch, right? A lot of the things when you're self-sabotaging is that you want things to be perfect, okay? As someone who has built and scaled companies to 7 to 8 figures, one of the challenges is that I want my funnel to be perfect. That's wrong. Why? If I want my funnel to be perfect, then I need to have a very highly skilled team to be able to do that. And this is not the season that I'm in right now. Right? So what I did was I basically used AI apps called, oops, it's not here. Called NAS.io. Right? And what it does is that it just makes it very easy for you to launch webinars, to launch events, to launch courses, to launch all of that. And I don't even have to register a business for me to accept payments. So it's very easy. Do I like it? No. Because I want landing pages, I want workflows, I want an AI agent that when people come into, they can chat and get all of the events. But I, you know, launching is something, you know, building a business up is something that you have to start. Not something that you wait for the right opportunity for. Okay? So with that said, here's the tech stack, right? When you're building your AI agency or your AI business, here's my recommendation. Claude becomes the base for all of your AI workflows. Especially that, how many of you here again use Claude Code? Raise your hand. Yeah, so here's the fun part. If you guys actually message me on WhatsApp and Telegram, just know that Claude is listening. Yeah. So Claude is listening to you guys. One of the things that I've done with Freeman, like before Freeman actually launched his talk yesterday, was I had to make sure that I got every data right. And no one was telling me what's missing. So I had Claude go in Telegram, pull in the data, and then give me a report of what we needed done. Right? So Claude is pretty cool. And here's also what's really cool about Claude is that Claude Code can also create workflows for you. And how many of you here have heard of AnyTen, Zapier, Make? Well, here's what I hate about Make. I can't prompt Make. Using Claude Code, if I put Claude Code in a VPS, I can just prompt in my terminal what kind of workflow that I want, and it automates all of that for me. So it's a pretty cool thing. So one chat, multiple workflows, your whole system can be inside Claude. Yeah. So here's a case study that I made. It's called Pulse, and what it does is just all the things, all of my hobbies, and all the important events that I need. He basically checks and sends me a report on what topic I can make. I also have an agent that basically booked. I recently launched my webinar, and I want them to basically book an appointment because I want to get case studies, and I want them to get results quickly, but I don't have the team or sales team to basically follow up. This thing, connected with Go High Level, just by SMS, was able to schedule sales calls and breakthrough clarity sessions for me. Freeman's quiz, if you guys have not filled that out yet, you guys can actually see that later on, but yeah. Hopefully you guys go and fill out that quiz, but this thing was built in hours using AI. And it's a very good lead magnet. Okay? And here's an example with NAS.io. I just spent $140. I got 146 leads, and then maybe got $300 to $400 in sales. After spending 140, that's pretty good, right? From one webinar. So the core lesson here is that clarity comes first, the build comes second. Why is it so easy to scale an agency if versus, you know, for some clients and not for the rest? Okay? And it really matters on how clear the client is that for themselves. Okay? So here's also my gift for you guys for this event. This is all, what's the word I'm looking for? And this is all my gift to you guys. So, four strategies. These are the core concepts that I use to build and scale companies. A business model canvas, very basic. A client avatar, a core offer builder, and a customer value journey map. And you guys can get that for free inside the toolbox. And even more stuff. I'm adding more stuff as I scale and as I feel like I talk to people and they need more stuff, add more tools inside that toolbox. So it's free, no credit card, but I am going to sell this in like 6 months. So get it while it's free. So thank you. All right, questions?
So, because you have a lot of AI facing forward towards the customers, and it seems like a lot of the companies that you're involved in are global,
yes.
How are you handling Europe's last year's AI transparency laws and all those that came out last year?
So, I'll be very honest, as far as transparency laws are concerned, for me, it's just that when you use AI, people just need to know that they're using and talking to AI. You know, I don't want to work with companies that, what's the word I'm looking for? Pretend to be otherwise, right? Or there's a word I'm looking for, but I can't form it right now. But I want to trust, I want to work only with trusting people. So if people come to me and say, I don't want my customers to know that they're talking to AI. You know, that I'm hands off there. So so just adding stuff like powered by AI, and then in your terms and conditions and privacy policy, it's required by law, like even with GDPR, to say that, you know, I'm the first message that you send out, oh, hey, I'm Alice, I'm Chris's AI assistant. Right? So stuff like that. I just do it that way, not overcomplicating things. I hope that answers. Thank you. Any other questions? And science.
What are the main challenges you find when onboarding clients? The maybe the need to kind of still transition mindset shift on AI. I personally feel that this is still, we're in the middle of a season where people need to be educated a lot on these tools. And so I'm curious your take on this, and if you have what's your approach on how to make the transition to that?
Sorry, just to be clear, transition in what exactly?
Basically being sold on, okay, I'm going to use AI systems in my business.
Well, I would say, like, how painful is your life right now? Right. So, for example, a lot of founders that I've come to know this is that they need a sales team, but then it's pretty horrible. Like, for example, imagine having a breakthrough session when all of this event is happening, and you have to show up because someone booked on your appointment. Right. That's literally something AI can do for you. Now, but if you're someone who really likes to focus on their customers, then sure, you can keep doing it the old way. But as for me, I like to keep human interaction with high-ticket experiences. So most of the transition just really happens is like, if you experience pain, I say just document it, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful is this for you? What are you missing out on? Is this something that you want to delegate on? Because honestly, AI is very easy to learn. Like, as much as all these tech gurus and jargons are saying, like, you can literally go into Claude, ask it, or tell it what your main point is, and ask it, okay, make me a GP out of that. Turn this into a skill. And it will probably make a workflow and solve that for you. You know? So, yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm curious, what's your typical client avatar for your agency?
So before, I would work with US European companies that are ready to scale. So I don't really typically work with startups. But in the new kind of movement that I'm working on, it's more for people who want to launch fast and live freely. So. I know it's kind of vague right now, but so long as there's someone who's already ready to go to the next level and not want to make excuses, you know, because people can say, oh, I want to go to the next level, but then when they start seeing, oh wait, this AI is I'm spending $20 per hour on this AI, which is a lot, that happened to me, just on tokens alone, oh, let's pull the plug, this isn't working. Right, so it's not gonna work. But if you're saying that I want to launch fast in like 30 days, I have an offer, I have a clear value proposition. I want to launch in 30 days and make money, and I'm fully discipline to get there, then it's probably the right thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, show your love for the incredible, practical, and knowledgeable Chris Vincent.